This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolly & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blonde Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brent and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Fruit and Thaw Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Bookball 365, Beast Tees and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, and Daisy Fresh, NMLS 244215. Thank you guys all for your support and patronage to the Cliff Notes podcast.
All right, Elliot, pretty cool day for you. Just why Arizona?
I chose Arizona because I love the culture there. The coach has been really great recruiting me. He offered me a spot. I reached out to him last November when they came to Mizzou. He realized my potential, and also I love the campus, and I love the players that are already there and that I'll be playing with for a couple years.
Basketball is a sport that you've been really passionate about for several years now. You know, what does this mean to not only to continue your career at the next level in a sport you're so passionate about?
Oh, it means everything. Wheelchair basketball has been amazing. I have a friend that introduced it to me when I was 12. It's amazing that there's a sport out there that kids in wheelchairs can compete in competitively.
What was the difficulty, if any, just given your track career and accolades there? Was there a thought of, like, maybe do I pursue one or the other at the next level? Or
Arizona actually has a track team, too. Right. So as of right now, I'm just going to be pursuing basketball. Mm-hmm. But if I ever wanted to pursue track as well, I could always reach out to the coach and pursue track and basketball. So
yeah. How long have you been a part of the KC Kings then?
So I started with Omaha, Nebraska. They have a team up there in the end of 2018. And then the fall of 2018, I started with the Kansas City Kings.
Yeah. And it just seems like, you know, just hearing some of the conversations before we came in, that it's like that someone knows someone here and Mizzou plays them here. It seems like this is kind of a big family affair all over the country, huh?
Yeah, there's 12 or 13 competitive teams around the country that a lot of teams will play every year. They will travel. Every team has a home tournament, but then one or two home tournaments, but then they'll travel around to other colleges to compete against.
When did you realize that playing college was an opportunity that you would have?
So, I guess it was probably 2019. I was still pursuing colleges that didn't have basketball, but then I realized that college basketball probably was the best thing for me if I had the opportunity.
What's your message, with your disability and everything, what's your message, to those who are in your similar situation, to inspire them to be able to do, to maybe pursue college athletics or even further?
I mean, just go out there, try to find something that you can do. Don't let anything stop you.